Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Is no more. Metal Dad radio show, playing a song I don't think we've heard in a while, Metal Dad.
That is accurate. We have not played Brave New World in a long time. Welcome to the Metal Dad radio show. I'm the Metal Dad. That's the Candyman sitting in for the summer. And we just gave you Brave New World from Iron Maiden. And you are correct. That's a track. I can't even remember the last time we played that tune. But I dig it, and I dig that record. So there it is. Now, we've got a big show this week. Heavy Metal World Tour. Going to a city we've never been to, I don't think, as part of the Heavy Metal World Tour. So that's exciting. Album celebrating anniversaries, of course. And some new stuff, which is featuring a new track from one of my all-time favorite metal bands. And I know it is not one of your all-time favorite metal bands, because you would call this band Dadcore, correct?
I would, yeah. Not that I...
Now, do you want to explain to everybody, though, in our household, what Dadcore means?
Dadcore is just like some stuff that you would really enjoy that I wouldn't. Probably like some old head stuff. Like, this is a band that, not saying they haven't dropped classic records, but that I hear it, I'm like, yeah, this is like some music for like, for you, Mel Dad. This is some music for like middle-aged dudes.
Really, it's more about death doom and gothic death doom and that type of ilk, which I absolutely love. We joke that I love my death metal slow and sludgy. You love your death metal technical and progressive. It is what it is, kids. It's generational differences here at the Metal Dad radio show. The band we are speaking of is Paradise Lost. They are one of my all-time favorite metal bands. I absolutely love this band. And they have a new record coming out September 19th, which I find funny that your reaction when you found out that a new record was, are you just going to put them at number one at the end of the year?
I mean, I fear that you will.
They're going to have to earn it, always. But the new record comes out through Nuclear Blast. It's called Ascension. Paradise Lost has dropped the new single. Let's play it for you right now. This is Silence Like the Grave. It's Metal Dad Radio.
We'll be right back. sunset for breath. The way they blocked by angry fire, fueled angry and faceless light. The Lord is smoked and neither are the dead. So justify the cure. Confidence, corruption, and fire, what's to burn with it? We burn for back on money, just the words we come to aid it. All along into our lives and that's forever end.
Metal Dad radio show, given a really good block of new music, Metal Dad. I'm excited to hear all those records for various reasons.
I'm also excited to hear those records for various reasons. That right there are a band called Contusion that is made up of dudes from Repulsion and Coffin Dust. And they've got a new record coming out through Profound Lore called Insatiable Lust for Death. And we gave you a track right there called Throne of Skulls, lead single for Contusion, with a K, by the way. Contusion with a K. Before that, Sodom. That's a band that's been around for a while, kids. But they've got a new record coming out through Steamhammer. The Arsonist is the name of that record. Comes out June 27th. So in a couple weeks, and we gave you the track called Taphophobia, which is one of the lead singles off of that album. And then starting off the block, Paradise Lost, whose new record Ascension comes out September 19th, your birthday, through Nuclear Blast Records. I'm going to get you a copy of the new Paradise Lost record for your birthday this year.
On vinyl.
Silence Like the Grave was the name of that track. That's the lead single. And if the rest of this record sounds anything like that song, it is an album of the year contender for me. I'm not going to lie.
This is insane glazing already. That was a good song, I won't lie. But we've only heard one song. We got to slow our roll a little bit.
I am curious how the rest of the record is going to sound. That, to me, sounded very Draconian Times era Paradise Lost. The vocals were a little gruffer, as you mentioned. But the guitar work and stuff sounded very Draconian Times. I hope the rest of the record is as good as that song. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Time now for
The Heavy Metal World Tour.
The Heavy Metal World Tour. We're going to the capital city of Australia,
Canberra.
Yes, the capital city of Australia is not Melbourne or Sydney, kids. Learn your geography. So let's give you three bands that just released albums, all of which released albums within the last couple years, because I like to play new stuff, from Canberra, Australia. Here's a band called Witch Skull, who in 2023 released a killer record on Rise Above called The Serpent Tide, June 16th, 2023. So 2-year anniversary of that record. Here's Witch Skull with the title track, The Serpent Tide. Smell Dad Radio.
Dude!
Metal Dad radio show, giving a pretty cool tour of a city that I gotta say sounds pretty sick musically.
Yeah, Canberra, Australia, the capital city of Australia, has given us some killer albums over the last few years. All right, they're a band called Immorium, who put out an EP called Rosewater Black last July. And we gave you a track called Withering from Immorium. Before that, Hecate, or Hecate, or however you pronounce this name, this demon from Samaria, I believe. House of Solomon was the name of the record from March of last year. And we gave you the title track off of that one, some killer stoner rock stuff, and some more killer stoner rock stuff from Witch Skull, who put out a record called The Serpentide back in 2023. And we gave you the title track off of that album as well. So there you go. All right, time for us now to go into albums celebrating anniversaries, and I thought I'd pull out some deep cuts this week. And we're going to start with a band from the new wave of British heavy metal scene who put out a record in 1983, June 20th, 1983. It was their third full-length album from Witchfind. Let's give you a track off this record right now. It's called Cloak and Dagger. Smell Dad Radio.
Revenge is a friend of all men. Ah!
Metal Dad Radio Show. Taking a little trip back in time there to play some classic records. Metal Dad, I gotta say, I commend your choices this week. I really enjoyed them.
Thank you. Outside of one band, I went a little deep, and right there was a band called Gates of Ishtar, who came out through that sort of Gothenburg sound in the 90s. From Sweden, obviously. Their debut album, A Blood Red Path, came out in 1996. Came out June 15th, 1996, through Spine Farm Records, and we gave you the title track off that record, Killer Stuff. Before that, the band you should definitely know, Creator. On June 19th, 1989, they released their album Extreme Aggression through Noise Records. Gave you the title track off of that album. And starting off the block, Witchfind, who on June 20th, 1983, released their third album, Cloak and Dagger. And we gave you the title track off of that album as well. So there you go. Three title tracks off of three killer albums. So we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Now, I am slightly shooketh by the fact that we have not played this song in a long time. But we're going to do it now. Off the Sabotage record, this is Black Sabbath, a symptom of the universe. It's Metal Dad Radio. Till next week, kids.